Moving on to item number 11, this is discussion for possible action. Update, discussion, and provide direction to county staff and lobbyists regarding SCR 11, which is formerly known as BDR 1109 and 1148. Interim legislative committee to study innovation zone draft legislation and other properly related matters.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, Lance Gilman here. As I have done in past meetings, I'm going to recuse from voting or participating in the conversation regarding this issue, as I do hold a pecuniary interest, although it's a minor interest, with one of the parties that's associated with this bill. Thank you.
Noted, Commissioner Gilman. Thank you. County Manager Osborne, you have it.
Thank you, Chairman. Austin Osborne for the record. So I'll just give a little summary of where we are on this so far. On August 12th, the Legislative Interim Committee on SCR 11 met for its first time down in Carson City. Others attended. It was a Zoom-only meeting, in fact. So the purpose of this meeting, the agenda was set, was for blockchains and its affiliates to give a presentation to the committee on elements of innovation zones that it felt appropriate. And it's our understanding so far, but not absolutely confirmed, that the first meeting was basically their presentation. The second meeting would be our presentation. And then the meetings after that are still to be determined. We're still working with the folks down in Carson City to work that detail out. It's really the purpose of the committee is to review a bill draft review for what may potentially become legislative action in 2023 or to come up with other recommendations. So on the 12th, the blockchains folks in the governor's office gave presentations. They included Aguero, Ernot, Lee Weiss, and DeJasti, and others. The unions were also there and talked about what they felt were the benefits to the region of the innovation zone draft legislation. At that meeting, they talked about economic forecasts, impacts on the region, and other matters. And then they introduced, about an hour or so before the meeting, a bill draft for review and discussion. We found the substance of the meeting to be pretty consistent with what was presented during the regular legislative season. So Story County, this was not our stage for this meeting, so we listened and watched. And then during public comment, Story County, as well as some of our folks we work with, like TriGIB and others, provided public comment. One of the public comments is a pretty consistent message we've had from day one, is that we support the technology of blockchains, cryptocurrencies, and things like that if managed appropriately by the state. Same position. As far as the planned unit development, Painted Rock, Smart City, you name it, out at that area, our master plan supports it. We maintain a consistent position on that as well. We believe that the company is able to do all the technology, all the growth, all the economic development, all the sandbox exercises, all of the experimentation and research and development, and all of the smart city that they want to build within existing framework, within the Story County Master Plan, within the existing county codes. And therefore, we still maintain the separation of local government per the innovation zone concept is not necessary and not appropriate. We provided, and I wrote for this committee, it's published, and it's also on our county website, a timeline. And that timeline basically summarized the key points between the year 2000 and 2021. The timeline started with the Tribe Development Agreement in 2000 that pretty much gives carte blanche authority to build whatever they want to build. All those things I just said a moment ago would be part of that package. In 2006, a planned unit development was approved in Painted Rock by the Story County Commission and by the Planning Commission. In 2016, our master plan was completely rewritten to very expressly in writing, in literature, in goals and objectives, and in pictured illustrations to support the Painted Rock development concept, even as being proposed now. In 2018, we updated our subdivision ordinance. And again, we amended the subdivision ordinance to make the water elements of an application for a planned unit development to be reasonable and easier to navigate. And then in 2021, we had provided countless testimony, written correspondence, and other discussions saying pretty much the same consistent message that I mentioned earlier. We met with the blockchains folks recently to talk about the recent publications we have put out and testimony we made in the legislature. And we had outlined otherwise what our position is on that. So our message has been from day one, submit an application to build the smart city concept out of Painted Rock. We're fine with that. And that is our position. Everything is posted on our county website. You can simply go to the main page. And there's a big box that says Innovation Zones is the most recent publication, is an outline, and also a cover letter are prepared. And that has been submitted to the legislative committee. I want to mention that, of course, I was not the only one present at this meeting. Commissioner Mitchell was there with me, our lobbyist, Mary Walker, and our lobbyist, Will Adler, as well as the Tri-GID and others were also present and made comments during this legislative committee. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you for that, Austin. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Once again, a reminder, star six to unmute yourself or raise your hand feature on Zoom. Give it just a moment here. Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Gilman, is there anything that you wanted to talk about or add on to? Commissioner Gilman, Vice Chairman Mitchell.
Not a lot, just that I've been very pleased with the work of our staff, both internal and our lobbyists on this. A very thoughtful approach, and I want to reinforce the consistency of our position that we are and continue to be supportive of the economic development aspects, of the innovative aspects, and we continue to maintain that we are ideally suited to be a governmental partner to facilitate a project like this. I was heartened by the comments of the legislators. Many of them on the committee asked specifically to hear about our thoughts and position on this proposal specifically. So that should be upcoming either this next meeting or the one after. But that's it. I think I have not changed in my belief and from what I'm hearing from the community, and that our position that we've taken consistently throughout is the right one for us as Story County.
Thank you, Vice Chair. I would agree. I was able to watch most of it on Zoom, and I was, I don't want to say I was pleasantly surprised, but I was pleased to hear that most everybody on that committee wanted to hear more from Story County. So we shall see what that brings at the next meeting. I don't really have any questions for Austin at this point. And I don't know that we need to make a motion unless you feel that we need to give any further direction at this point.
Mr. Chairman, I would ask just per the language that if this board feels and would like to reaffirm the positions that it has taken in the past, that we would proceed accordingly.
Okay, fair enough. Vice Chairman Mitchell, are you ready for a motion?
Sure. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to direct county staff, lobbyists, and professional services to consider appropriate research, analyses, and action on SCR 11, the Innovation Zone Interim Study, which will best protect and represent the county, to continue opposing separatist government concepts, and to promote economic and land development through existing legal framework and the 2016 Master Plan of Story County.
All right, there's a motion. I'll second that motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Austin. Moving right along to item number 12. This is, welcome back, Commissioner Gilman. Not seeing any public comment. I'll go to Commissioner Gilman first. Commissioner Gilman, do you have anything to add to this?
A question is, Would this amend and or change the process we're using at the county to approve building permits and projects? Is it focused on that?
Commissioner Gilman, there wouldn't be much changes for the developer that's coming in. You would need to get a building and a fire permit, but the permitting would all be run through Steel Community Development, which we're working collaboratively. They would just, before they issue that building permit saying, okay, break ground, they got that checkbox from the fire department saying, we've had time to review it, we're good with it, proceed. So we can both be doing that job at the same time. Time wouldn't be a matter. And as far as they apply, you would just have two separate boxes instead of one where it's just we lump it all together into one. It would be broke out into two, one reflecting the building side of it, one reflecting the fire and life safety.
So who would be doing the actual plan inspection for fire?
So right now, that's kind of one of our hurdles we need to overcome with Martin Azevedo's retirement. He is a plans examiner. Fortunately, within the district right now, we still have Fritz Klingler, who was the fire marshal for Story County Fire Protection District. He is still certified plans examiner for the state, as well as I am a certified plans examiner. So until we can get a fire marshal position filled, in the interim, we would split those duties to make sure that we're staying on top of it.
So what's your feeling? We've, as a county, have been incredibly successful in our plan reviews. We offer grading permits quickly, and we certainly offer building permits within a 30-day period, if at all possible. And are those elements going to be changed? Are we going to be more top-heavy, if you will, in the permitting process? Is it more complicated, or are we actually expediting?
So we will have additional steps because there are some functions that will be split, but we will be expediting it. So versus one person looking at the total set of plans where they're trying to ensure that the building is built to code, and then also looking at the fire and life safety aspect of it, we're going to have somebody looking at the fire and life safety, ensuring that it is right. We're building a building up the road that has a fire alarm system in it. We're doing it in a manner in which operationally we can get in and better fight the fires, gain access into the building. So ultimately, we're going to be producing a better product. And hopefully our plans, and there's no reason why they shouldn't, plans should get a faster turnaround than they're currently getting versus one person taking the whole load. We're going to split that, should cut that time in half and get that builder building.
So at this point, would it be appropriate to have the county manager sign in a tiny bit since he's been involved in the negotiations and discussions and comes from a tremendous planning background? This particular change concerns me, and so I'd like to know more about it before I vote at approval.
Yeah, he's been chopping at the bit, Lance.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Austin Osborne, County Manager. Thank you for your questions, Commissioner Gilman. And I think the fire chief will attest that I've had the same concerns, and we've had some spirited conversations in my office about this, especially at the beginning. Really, we're returning to a 2018 model where the fire district did plan review before and community development did the building plans. And the idea of merging these together at the time had some interesting merit. And the idea was that you have, you know, one inspector is going to go in and inspect the fire sprinklers and the pipes, and then turn right around and inspect the beams and the sheetrock. And then that person's out and on his or her way. And in theory, that seemed to work. And in reality, it isn't. I think, you know, a person that comes in, what we're finding from a fire background, that's a fire plans exam or a fire plans inspector that also does building, they will always have fire blood in them. They will always have that years of institutional knowledge and training and passion on the fire side. And they will catch every single fire sprinkler. They'll catch everything on fire side and maybe miss some building stuff and that ends up requiring another inspection and going back and fixing things. And the same thing happens on the building side. Somebody that comes back from construction background, building background, you know, wears a blue shirt, they will be very passionate and catch all those things and then miss some of the fire sprinklers or the risers or the pressures, whatever they are, and will result in a second inspection. And this isn't like once in a while. It's a consistent issue. And we found that it's likely that other jurisdictions that have tried this model have had the same experience. I certainly looked to the fire chief on that and have had that same situation. Another thing that happens is it appears, and I've talked with the fire chief about this, but you'll get one person in community development that's doing plan review for both. So go through 100 pages of plans, all doing fire, and then flip the book back to page one and then do all the building plans examining where the new model or actually the old model would be is while the building inspector person is doing all the plan review for building at the same exact time there's someone over at fire doing all the fire plans examiner and actually doing them at the same time rather than flipping that book back to page one. I do believe after my conversations with the chief, as well as the patterns we've seen in other jurisdictions with the traditional model, which is almost exclusively the model that's used, that we're in, and also in addition that we have the fire board of commissioners is also the county commissioners that you're going to be supervising both of us. I'm going to be on the hot plate to make sure building plans and our old way of doing things remains in place. The fire chief is going to have that same group of people, you know, keeping an eye and making sure that these things are happening and that we have an economic edge. When it comes time to the county's portion of this, I have a couple other elements I would like to discuss. I don't know they're quite appropriate because we're dealing with fire board of commissioners at the moment, but I hope that helps answer your questions. I'm confident that this is going to work and it's going to be appropriate. It worked before as well. And I do want to point that community development has almost completed their strategic plan with Linda Ritter Consulting Services. And one of the biggest things that is identified throughout the strategic plan is that fire doesn't belong in that building. It doesn't belong in plan review. It creates conflicts with all of the programs that they have in inspections and plan review and everything. And it's so much of a misfit that the consultant actually recommended that they don't even put this element into their strategic plan, that they treat it completely separately. And then that was even before the decision to move this.
I appreciate that in-depth conversation. This is an area that concerns me. And I guess the proof will be in the pudding. If we go ahead and implement and go back, as so many things in life, it's going to depend on the folks, the individuals that take the chair and how they approach the process. But we've had an incredible spirit in the county of cooperation, camaraderie. And it's because of that that we're sitting here in such a successful position. And so these kinds of changes are concerning. I will look forward to a review in the next year and see how the process actually works. So I would ask that we have a review period in 12 months or sooner to evaluate the success of this change.
And Commissioner, I do agree with that. And as you pointed out, the proof is in the pudding, and I plan on fully delivering a solid product that's going to serve our county better and our residents and visitors as well. And I know that through this, just my discussions with County Manager Osborne is, I think we've developed even better communication patterns through this process and have become a little more united and working better together. So, I'm excited for the possibility of this coming back and keeping up those relationships and achieving the overall goal and success of Story County, making us builder friendly and welcome to new business and ideas.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner Gilman, for your thoughts and concerns. They are very valid. You know, Story County has definitely always been the leader. And as long as we can maintain a fast, you know, turnaround on plans without sacrificing quality, I think that's really all that Commissioner Gilman and myself, and I'm sure I speak for Vice Chairman Mitchell, really want. But I will let Commissioner Mitchell speak for himself if he's got any questions or concerns at this moment.
No real questions or concerns. I certainly, you know, the speed and accuracy and flexibility that we have. I mean, that's our brand. That's our competitive advantage. And so I feel very protective of that, as Commissioner Gilman has indicated. It's important. And I'd say, you know, it's innovative the way that we've been able to process the proper work that needs to be done to allow building and development to go forward. And, you know, I also think it was a good idea to try to streamline and consolidate these functions into one office, because on its face, it's, you know, number one, I think it's, you know, it's saved us some on the budget. And I think the aim or the goal of it was to see if we could be even more streamlined. But, you know, in the process, we discovered some shortcomings with that structure. And I think now is the right time, especially as we have some changeover in personnel with retirements and so on and so forth, is the right time, if it needs to be addressed, for us to go back to a system that worked very well up until 2018. And so, So I as well, I want to echo the, you know, wanting to be protective of the speed at which we're able to do things. And correct me if I'm wrong, Chief, but I believe that there's also a disadvantage when your fire prevention is not part of a fire organization when going after particular funding sources, grants, what have you. Is that a correct statement?
Yes, on the funding side of it, there is. And what a lot of people don't realize, I always use this analogy, is that fire prevention is a world within the fire department. And within that world, there's public education, there's plans review, there's inspections, there's pre-fire planning that allows us to get in there and design or draw the blueprints and show where these important elements and aspects are for our response personnel. It's this whole world that, since 2018, has been split in half, and half took off and kept going, and the other half died, which affects us operationally. And with the funding side of it, yes, things such as the FEMA offers very specific fire prevention grants every year. We have not put in for them because we have not had that those duties since 2018. So I know I have personally not put in for any of the fire prevention funding at all. But there are grants and stuff out there that will assist as well with us having fire prevention.
Great, thank you. Anyway, those are my thoughts.
Thank you, Vice Chairman. I think I've covered my thoughts. I think this is a good move. You know, like Commissioner Gilman said, I mean, I was actually discussing with my wife last night, you know, looking back on the Dean Haymore days and what, you know, what really made us stand out. And part of that was having, you know, fire inspections back in the fire department's hands. And so with that, it gave me a little bit of comfort that I think we're headed in the right direction. So with that said, I'm 100% comfortable. I do like Commissioner Gilman's idea of doing a check-in in a year. I expect nothing but great reviews in a year, but no pressure. You know, just keep on doing your thing. With that said, Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you entertain a motion?
Yeah, in accordance with the recommendation by staff, I, Fire Commissioner Mitchell, move to notice Story County of the intent to terminate and not renew interlocal agreement between Story County and the Story County Fire Protection District, thus returning responsibility for administering and enforcing the provisions of the 2012 edition of the International Fire Code as amended and related fire inspection and prevention functions to the Story County Fire Prevention District on or before October 4th, 2021.
I'll second that.
Chairman, do you want to add to that motion that there is a one-year review by this county fire commissioners of the success of this program?
Yeah, I think we should, Vice Chairman, would you add into your motion that we have we revisit this in 12 months to see its progress?
Is it preferable to do that on one side or the other, on the county side or on the fire side?
I would ask for both. When we get to county, we could do the same exact thing.
How about both?
Okay. So I will amend my motion to add a provision for a one-year review to ensure that this move is accomplishing its intended goals.
I'll second your motion.
So there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you for that, Chief Longcar. And Godspeed on your new mission.
All right, thank you.
All right, bringing us on to item number 18, recess to reconvene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners. Bringing us on to item number 19, discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible action, notice to the Story County Fire Protection District to terminate and not renew interlocal agreement between Story County and the Story County Fire Protection District, thus returning responsibility for administering and enforcing the provisions of the 2012 edition of the International Fire Code as amended and related fire inspection and prevention functions to the Story County Fire Prevention District. County Manager Osborne.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners. Austin Osborne, County Manager, for the record. There'll be some repetitive things I'll say because this is a separate board of commissioners looking at this item. And so just as a little history here, about 2018, the idea of having fire plans, examining and prevention migrated over to community development was done. There were merits to that plan that had some good things about it. And the idea was to make things theoretically more efficient and able to have, for example, one inspector come into a building and inspect all of the building and the fire items and then leave the building, and then that construction could continue not having to wait for another fire inspector to show up or vice versa. And in reality, there's some merit to that. It does work a bit, but we found a lot of times where a fire commission or a fire inspector will come in and really have that full, true understanding from a long life career in fire prevention, doing inspections, but sometimes missing the building stuff. And the vice versa would occur with a person that comes back from years of construction and building inspections would sometimes miss the fire stuff that he or she had learned in the book. There were a couple other items in here that we found to just have some inefficiencies with the program. I want to note in here that the Community Development Department, using Linda Ritter Consulting Services, has engaged in their strategic plan and has completed a draft of that. And the strategic plan has found that really fire prevention does not belong at all in that building or in that group. It really is more efficient over at the fire district. It makes more sense over at the fire district for a plethora of reasons. And to such an effect that Linda Ritter Consulting Services recommend that they don't even include the fire prevention function in the strategic plan, even if it were to stay in that office, that it would be almost an addendum or a separate document altogether. There are a lot of reasons that it just doesn't seem to fit in that office. I give an example of an efficiency where you have a plans examiner that is doing all of it himself. We'll have to go through 100 pages of plan review doing all the blue stuff, the building, and then we'll have to flip back to page one and then go do all of the red stuff, the fire review of all those plans. where in a separate jurisdiction, those things could occur concurrently with both of the people working on them together. As far as staffing goes, there was a comment made about 34 inspectors. I just want to create a clarification on that. I think what the fire chief was saying is that there's a synergy that exists between firefighters, operations folks, and the fire prevention folks that are under that roof. And it's kind of that lean over and talk to a captain and say, hey, we're going to build this building over here. I think it meets all the codes. Everything, it checks all the boxes. And that line person can say, yeah, but why don't you move that fire hydrant over here? Because it's out of the smoke path if we have to do any operation. It's like, you're right. The other way was code compliant. But there's some of that communication that's lost right now. And we're seeing it in buildings out of Tri-Center where, you know, building, fire, and planning and myself meet every other Friday in my office in the morning. And we go over all these little things with all the companies out of Tri and elsewhere. And we run into little things like that. It's like, geez, I didn't realize that, you know, a connection was right there in a fire path or in a smoke path. And then we're going back to that contractor and they're having to move a piece of equipment or restructure something that's very expensive and arduous. Things like that are happening that I don't believe would happen if they were under their own respective roofs. I think it's very important to note here, lastly, as I think this really, I'm excited about it for this reason. One is I think we're going to be able to maintain that speed to vertical operation that we do now and that we did during the Dean Haymore days before 2018. That will not go away. In fact, I think it'll improve. But I think what also is, I'm glad someone brought up Dean Haymore, I think it was the chairman, is there's a vision to restructure that department now with this migration over back to fire that we can take 60% or more of community development and repurpose it back into economic development like that existed during Dean Haymore days, but with more structure and a little bit of some professionalism and things networking with the region. Just a couple things that are envisioned for that, that I'm working with HR right now on job descriptions and things like that, is that new director could be spending 60% of his or her time in scouting properties in the county and marketing them, keeping a website updated with data, with information that people can come and look at properties, and being able to take a tire company that wants to come into Tri-Center and position them next to the rubber company, to give an example, you know, rather than, you know, them not talking to each other. Being able to serve and really interface closely with EDON, NNDA, other economic development agencies, folks in Washoe County that have actually reached out to us to help us with these sorts of things like data management and positioning companies next to each other. I think we could really help get that department organized in that fashion. And then you can have those experts in there that focus on building and focus on business licensing and be able to have some autonomy. So I'm very excited about that possibility for that office. And I think that will only enhance our history and our culture of economic development, speed to vertical, and being business friendly in this county.
Thank you, Austin. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Gilman, do you have anything for Austin?
Well, the only thing, Austin, is I'd like to see that one-year review as we did in item 17, and just to revisit how it looks and how we feel about it at the commission level.
Oh, absolutely.
No problem. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, I have been a proponent of bolstering up our economic development capabilities within the county, just with the shift in kind of structure and the maturing of development and kind of how things have gone. I think it's wise to look at restructuring in that regard and making sure that we're strong in making the connection between why companies should be here and helping them really see the vision of what it's like to work with Story County and the advantages of that. So So I'm in favor, and again, hopeful that the specialization in this case will actually make us more efficient and faster, and segregating out the duties so that fire and plan check, code plan check can happen at the same time, so that we can maintain or maybe even shorten up our turnaround times. I think it's the right move.
All right, fair enough. I don't have any additional comments at this time. So Vice Chairman Mitchell, if you'd entertain a motion with that addition on there about the 12-month review.
Sure. In accordance with the recommendation by staff, I, Story County Commissioner Mitchell, move to notice the Story County Fire Protection District of the intent to terminate and not renew interlocal agreement between Story County and the Story County Fire Protection District, thus returning responsibility for administering and enforcing the provisions of the 2012 edition of the International Fire Code as amended, and related fire inspection and prevention functions to the Story County Fire Protection District on or before October 4th, 2021. Further, I move to conduct a one-year review of this realignment to assure that it's meeting the desired goals.
I'll second that motion.
So there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. You're on mute, Commissioner Gilman.
I'm sorry, I wasn't. I did do an aye.
All right, thank you. The motion passes unanimously. Thank you, County Manager Osborne. Thank you again, Chief Vonker. Moving us right along to item number 20.